Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with my podcast, Reimagine Success. So we have completely reimagined success with Afrofuturism. Have you ever heard of that? Think Wakanda. So Black Panther's Wakanda Forever has come out. I've seen it, and it's really, really good. And I want to talk about the Afrofuturism in the film. But first, our crystal for today is that the possibilities are endless. This is true on many fronts, but especially when it comes to Afrofuturism. The definition of Afrofuturism, according to Wikipedia, is a cultural aesthetic and philosophy of science and history that explores the intersection of the African diaspora culture with science and technology. The term was coined by Mark Deary, an American cultural critic, in 1993. So, you know that I love science and technology, and you mix that with Black people and culture, and it is amazing. Hence, this is why it was introduced in the first Black Panther movie. And the second Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, builds on the Afrofuturism motif. Afrofuturism helps to defy stereotypes of Africa, and it stirred up feelings of Black pride in the viewers of the film. Okay, I won't give up any spoilers from the movie Black Panther Wakanda Forever, but some of the examples of the science and technology used in Black Panther are the artificial intelligent assistant, or AI assistant, named Griot. They developed the AI Griot to be able to help them and tell them almost anything that they want to know. Another example is the kimono beads. Do you remember those beads that just about all the characters from Wakanda wear on their wrists? And these are a piece of technology that can be a communication device from anywhere. They are used to fly the Royal Talon fighter aircraft. And they also have some other uses in the film. And then also, they make a really nice fashion statement. I like them. Now, I can't leave out the Black Panther suit. That suit, it can do so much more than just protect the Black Panther. I mean, it's laced with vibranium. And if you recall, vibranium is a magical metal found in Wakanda. That suit, it can repel bullets. It can also disguise the Black Panther into anything. Or it can also make the Black Panther invisible. The suit charges with kinetic energy. That absorbed kinetic energy is used to create a power source that allows things like the boots to use an energy regulator. It can also expel the kinetic energy to create an energy pulse or wave to fend off any of the attackers. Do you remember that from the first movie? In the first movie, the suit acts as a supercomputer as well to offer up any information that the Black Panther needed during the missions. Finally, this suit allows teleportation, which is one of my favorites of all the suit's capabilities. I just imagine myself teleporting from my home to Paris, France, or to Japan, Tokyo. I mean, that's really cool. That's something that I can't wait till we see it in our real everyday life. So, Black Panther puts Afrofuturism front and center in the film. As I reflect on how we utilize Afrofuturism in the real world, I'm reminded of the fact that African Americans have been on the forefront of inventions and technology for as long as we've been alive. So, do you know, from the Moor people out of Northern Africa to the Kush civilization in Africa, up until more recent times, people of the African diaspora have made significant contributions in science and technology. So, some examples of that are Frederick McKinley Jones, who received over 40 pa patents in the development of refrigeration equipment, and Garrett Morgan, who patented the traffic light. You know, all of these people were African American or of African descent. And Mark Dean, who is the creator of IBM's personal computer. There's also Alexander Miles, who designed elevators that automatically open, because the original elevator design had a pull system, a pulley system, where you had to manually pull the elevator up and down and pull the doors open. But Alexander Miles changed that. We also have the American chemist Percy Lavon Julian, who synthesized bioscygamine, which is used to treat glaucoma. And then Mary Van Britten Brown, who filed a patent for the first ever home security system in 1966. So, did you know that it was a sister who did that? The first home security system. And then also Shirley Jackson, she earned a doctorate at MIT and then developed monumental telecommunication research that led to multiple inventions such as the touch-tone phone and fiber optic cables. I need my internet. So the fiber optic cables are a really important invention. Once again, another sister came up with that. Lonnie Johnson, a NASA engineer who developed the Super Soaker water gun. I played with the Super Soaker water gun when I was a kid so much. So many kids have those all over the world. And Lisa Gelberter, who was involved in developing shockwave. And if you haven't heard of shockwaves, it is the technology that helped develop web animation. So think of your favorite GIF you love seeing online or on your phone. She helped develop that. And the list goes on and on and on. These are some examples of our crystal for the day. That the possibilities are endless. I mean, people of the African diaspora, people who are of African descent, have created so many inventions, have really changed the landscape of what we do in this country and in the world. So the possibilities are truly endless for us now and in the future, as far as science and technology goes. People in the African diaspora have been and will continue to be on the forefront of science and technology. So I love seeing Afrofuturism in Black Panther. But I know that it is happening every day in our communities and that the possibilities are truly endless. All of this Af this a this Black excellence reminds me of some of the people that I work with and myself as well in my technical career as an engineer. There are few African Americans that I work with in the company who are just above and beyond in their knowledge and their creativity, their problem-solving skills. There's one guy who I recently talked to. I mean, in the company, he is a technical expert. And when there's any issues or problems, his phone rings and he knows how to listen to what's going on, go check out what's going on in the plant or in any of the systems, and just dissect it and, pull the right people together to figure out how to fix it and how to solve it. And so I know that all the African Americans that I work with are the cream of the crop, including myself. We all are just trying to excel, the envelope, and make things better for our company and then for ourselves and for our people. So why is Afrofuturism, and if we take it back to the Black Panther film, the city of Wakanda so surprising to folks? So special to folks. I think part of the reason is because in film and media and in America, Afrofuturism is not depicted. And in general, a lot of the stereotypes, African Americans and Africans are depicted in the terms of stereotypes. Science, technology, engineering, all of those things aren't really depicted on screen and in films when it comes to African Americans. So that's the beauty of Black Panther and the civilization of Wakanda. Because in that world, African Americans are depicted as what we actually are, amazing, intelligent, multi-layered people. And so I think that's why the audience is so drawn to the film, because it just really shows African Americans for what they are and the possibilities that we can be as well. Another thing that I really like is that the Wakandan people are seen as the strongest and greatest nation in the world because they do have the vibranium. They're able to utilize that magical metal to their advantage. And they use that in technology, but that's not the only technology that they have. And in the movie, a lot of the Afrofuturism that's shown is something that, we're on the forefront of today or really close to achieving. Or it's believable. It's something that, we know that we can achieve in the future. I mean, the Black Panther suit might be a bit of a stretch, but a protective suit is something that I can see, us wearing or using bulletproof suits. The beads as well, the Kamoyo beads. That's almost akin to like a cross between an iPhone and a Fitbit on your wrist, where you can communicate with people, and it does control their aircraft or their vehicle. So it does a number of things, but that's not too far-fetched from what we can see, in our future today. And what I love about it is that, it's the African American folks who are just at the forefront of the creativity and the technical designs to make all of this stuff happen. Now, I want you to think about how can you use the Black Panther movies to inspire you to be even better and level up in your own life every day? What are the things that you can take away that you can maybe be more creative with or reach outside of the box or outside of your box? Push the limits. Just think about some things that you can do, drawn from the inspiration of the Wakandan people and Black Panther, but we can implement in our own life today. For me, the movie has inspired me to not doubt myself when I have creative ideas, and want to try something new, be it at work or in my personal life. I want to just be able to take that risk and try it, do it, and see how things work out, because I know that with all the skills and talents that I have, that I'll be able to push that envelope and make the world a better place through my efforts. So I hope that y'all can be inspired as well to just step out of yourselves, push the envelope, let Black Panther inspire you. Because keep in mind the crystal of the day, the possibilities are endless. I'm Melanie Crystal. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Reimagine Success. And I look forward to chatting with you next time. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.